flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 108. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It's the Shaletta Show. I am here live broadcasting from the booth at the Minnesota State Fair. Hey, State Fair people, look at these beautiful babies sitting here on the front row with these big, fat, pretty ponytails. I used to have hair. I did. I had hair. No, I don't. This is what's in your future right here. Hold on to the hair. Hold on to it. Don't let it go. I'm scaring the kids, y'all. It's worse than a haunted house. I just told some beautiful kids they're going to be bald one day. They're going to go home, wake up crying. Mom, this lady with the microphone at the radio station said I was going to lose my ponytails. I'm just playing. Not really. This was in your future. Okay. Hey, y'all. I have to tell y'all that I want to make sure that you all know about fun stuff going on. A lot of people are here at the fair. We're having a great time. Folks are over at Mancini's eating. The line for Sweet Martha's cookies is getting thick. Folks are having ices. They're over at Dino's. They're enjoying meeting their favorite politician. Hillary was just telling me about the deep fried cookie dough balls with the powdered sugar. And we're having a great time. But, you know, for a lot of folks, and I'm hearing it, I'm reading my DMs. Shaletta, we know you are at the fair, but there's other stuff going on around town. Everybody doesn't love the fair. I get it. I get it. You don't like the fair. I'm sorry. I get it. I love it. I enjoy it. But I do want to make sure that I talk about some of the other things that are going on throughout the Twin Cities. And I have to bring in my boy, Big Mike Mothershed. Some folks, his mama calls him Michael. I call him Big Mike. He's the lead singer of the Undergroove, which is joined up with Trey Aaron. They're going to be performing on Monday, Labor Day, at Lake Harriet Bandshell. This is part of the Minneapolis Parks Concert Series. Big Mike, I can't thank you enough for being on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline with me today, brother.
Well, baby, I am thrilled. I feel like I'm a celebrity. It takes light to attract light. I want to be just like you when I grow up.
Baby, let me tell you something. Everybody is talking about this Trey Aaron concert, and you are going to be there with the Undergroove. Y'all will be performing on Monday. I told folks, bring your blanket, bring your picnic basket, bring your boo. It is free. It is fun. And it is all a part of the concert and movie series, and it's free for families. Talk to me about Monday and the big concert over at Lake Harriet Bandshell.
Well, what's happening, baby, is you talked about it a little earlier. Sometimes a lot of people can't make it out to the state fair, so it's great that the Park Board gives the community of Minneapolis, St. Paul an alternative to come out in a very, very relaxed, beautiful, nostalgic, and historic area where they can sit on benches, they can bring their cooler, sit out on blankets, and hear the best in cover and original funk ever created out of this city. As you know, Minneapolis is an incredibly rich musical city, and when it comes to funk music, it is no different. A lot of great funk groups came out of Minneapolis and created their own brand. So we are a product of that. We look forward to people coming out, relaxing, bringing some food, enjoying themselves, sitting around and relaxing and hearing a seven-piece horn band bring funk like never before. It will be a lot of fun.
And, you know, the thing is that this is fun for the whole family. A lot of times I have to find a babysitter. I have to see if I can get somebody. I have to see if somebody can take care of the kids. But this is an event that I can bring my kids to. We can all rock out and have a good time together.
You bring up a very, very, very good point. A lot of times when we perform, we're performing in nightclubs and bars and places like that. But we have a very family-friendly show. So this is a place where people can come out in the daytime, bring their children, bring their old family, bring grandma, bring grandpa, bring the kids, the grandkids, and sit out and relax. There's a huge area where people can dance. There's enough trees there to give you a little shade. It's an ideal family event. And most of all, you get all this super professional entertainment, and it's free. The only thing you have to do is pay for parking, and you get to see the nicest, hottest live concert and dance show in the city for that day. So you are absolutely right.
And you know what? I just appreciate so much the fact that, you know, we do have such a rich music scene. We do have some amazing folks here who are some great performers. Hold on, because we're giving away some free cookies. I don't think these kids know. Cameron, can you make sure those little boys know? We got some cookies. We got some free cookies. Y'all come on up. Because, see, I'm at the fair, and there are kids here, and I need my daughter and my son to encourage the kids who come up to listen to the show live to get as many. Y'all can get as many free cookies as you want. Get two or three. Get you some napkins. We got some napkins because folks are coming up and they're saying, this is just the fair. This is what happened at the fair, honey. We just, folks come up and they say, hey, they so happy. Now, you know, this is the thing about being a blessing. It always comes back. Those kids came here looking and left here skipping and happy because they got some free cookies. They'll never forget the crazy lady on the radio that gave them free chocolate chip cookies. And what you're going to give folks is some good funk music. And you know, I tell you that, you know, Minneapolis funk is known around the world. I don't know about you, Big Mike, but I don't think we really appreciate it. We think that this kind of stuff, free concerts with Big Mike and Trey Aaron, are just happening in other parts of the country, and that is not the case. What the Minneapolis Parks Concert Series does is something that is not being done anywhere else in the country.
Let me tell you something. I tell bands, younger bands, this all the time. When you have an opportunity that the Minneapolis Park Board gives bands, there's nothing like it. All nostalgic bands started just like this, playing free concerts in the park in major cities. Those bands get exposure, they get other opportunities, and before you know it, they're making records and they're going nationwide. But it all starts in places like this. And number two, something you said also earlier, we don't really appreciate what Minneapolis really brings to the arts. I am a 12-year veteran. I spent 4 years in the United States Army and 8 years in the United States Navy. So I've got to travel the world. And wherever I've went, wherever I have performed, everyone in the country and abroad knows about Minneapolis because of two reasons. Number one, the Minnesota Vikings. And number two is because of the music that comes out of Minneapolis. It is the bond, it is the stamp, it is the brand that helps put Minneapolis on the map culturally across the world. So this is a beautiful place to perform, and Minneapolis, please don't take it for granted that everybody gets what you guys get. Minneapolis is a one-of-a-kind city. I know I've lived in a lot of them, and it's a pleasure and an honor, and it's humbling to have the opportunity for the Minneapolis Park Board to put us up front so we can deliver and tradition of great music, funk music in Minneapolis. It's nothing like it. And I can't thank you enough, nor can I thank the Minneapolis Park Board enough.
And I can't wait. My children and I are looking forward to it. I'm just going to be honest with you. The trunk is already packed. The blanket is already in there. The cooler's already in there. I've already decided what drinks we're going to be bringing, what snacks we're going to have. I mean, we have already gotten ready because this is something that we can share together as a family. It'll close out our summer. But that doesn't mean that the concert series is closed out. Y'all go to mplsmusicandmovies.com. for details about this concert with Big Mike and Trey Aaron on Monday the 4th at 5:30. And you can get online and find out more. Big Mike, thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show.
Baby, you know what? I'm a celebrity just because of you. I want to be just like you when I grow up, girl. You be down like my size.
You know
work,
it.
Baby. I appreciate
you know
you.
It.
Appreciate
I appreciate you as well. And y'all stick around. We've got more to come. Okay, I have to admit, I'm having fun. I'm rocking and rolling. We are at the Minnesota State Fair live at the WCCO radio booth. All my fab people are sitting here eating their Sweet Martha's cookies. Hey, fab people. How y'all doing? I need to find out where everybody's getting this yardstick from. Folks got the yardsticks. Where did you get the yardstick? Come up here. Where's the other crowd microphone? Should we have the crowd mic? Let me have the crowd mic. Is it hooked up? I got to hook it up. I'm the engineer as well as the host. Hold on. We're hooking the crowd mic up because people got yardsticks. My kids need a yardstick for school. And I need to know where they got the yardstick from. That'll save me on school supplies. Okay, you got to tell me what's your name and where you're from. What's your name?
Debbie.
All right, what city are you from?
Woodbury.
Oh, I'm Cottage Grove. We're almost neighbors. Hey, girl, we all drinking that 3M water. Okay, where'd you get that yardstick?
Care 11.
Oh, that's okay. They TV. We radio. Okay, all right. So Care 11's got yardsticks.
They do. I think they ran out, though.
Oh, okay, because, see, it's back to school time, and I'm got to get back to school supplies for my kids. They need a yardstick.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to go see if I can't snag a couple of yardsticks and one of Belinda Jensen's sundresses. Doesn't she wear the best sundresses? I just love her sundresses. All right, thank you, Miss Debbie from Woodbury, for hanging out. Okay, because it's back to school time. It's back to school time, and I got to start thinking about my baby, Brandon. He is getting ready to go to middle school. And he talked to me about, you know, some reservations that he was having. And I got to figure out how to help him with that anxiety. What do I say as a parent? Because truth be told, I'm nervous too.
Mm-hmm.
He is my son with autism. He is going to middle school. Middle school is a very different animal from elementary school, where you have one teacher and one special education teacher. Now he's got five or six teachers and a locker and lots of new friends that we may or may not know. And so I was talking to Mr. Elvo over at Cottage Grove Middle School, and I was like, listen, my nerves are bad, and I got to keep it together for my child. How do I make sure both of us have our heads on straight for the first day of school, which is on Tuesday? And so I said, let me call Jocelyn McQuarter at See Mental Health. cmentalhealth.org. They offer information, connections. They have conversations, real conversations, about mental health. And we've got to start talking about it when our kids have anxiety, when they're a little reserved about something, when they're frustrated. We can't just tell them, oh, you'll get over it. You'll be fine. Everything will work out. No, sometimes everything don't work out. How can we equip them? You got to first educate the parents so we can educate our kids. And Jocelyn is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Jocelyn, thank you so much for being here on the Shaletta Show.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, for folks who are hearing about it for the first time, what is See Mental Health?
Yeah, See Mental Health is the Hennepin County-wide mental health awareness campaign this year, and we're out sparking joy and spreading awareness in the community about the importance of conversations on our mental health. It was a response of many related to the quadrupling of anxiety and depression since COVID-19, and the result of us understanding that suicide is the second leading cause of death among our younger adults, and so what can we do? By spreading awareness and helping increase the visibility and the importance of these conversations.
Okay, when folks go to cmentalhealth.org, because for me, that's part of my back-to-school routine now. I've got to have these conversations with my kids, but I got to know as a parent how to talk about it. Mm-hmm. I just can't tell them toughen up. Mm-hmm. I just can't tell them everything's going to be okay. I just can't say, you know what, you just going to have to deal with it. Mm-hmm. I have to give them some tools and some resources. I have to have the right language as a parent. And God bless her, my mama didn't have the right language because her mama didn't have the right language. And I don't want to keep passing that down from generation to generation. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to talk to my children effectively to have some positive change on their mental health. So for folks like me, who have kids going to middle school, some kids mm-hmm. are going to high school for the first time. Hillary Shea was just here, her daughter's first year of college. When they go to seementalhealth.org, what are they going to find to help them help their kids?
Yeah, first, as you go on the page, you'll immediately see there's a number of faces representing Hennepin County that are sharing a little nugget of wisdom, a little nugget of their truth in their mental health journey across youth, veterans, seniors, much of our target audiences. They're sharing what's helped them move forward. And so there's some normalization happening. We have to normalize that mental health is important, and it's important to find a way that's connecting for you. There's also different facts and information on mental health. So, you know, talking about like just how important even just sharing a text message and checking in on someone can be, or how just sharing a smile in an exchange with someone else can really brighten your day. There's also resources on the page. So resources are really important. We know this, right? Across children through adult programs and resources, both Hennepin County-based and community-based services for families and youth and individuals to access.
And not just that website, but you all are out in community. You have some events coming up. And I tell you, when you start thinking about mental health, the way that you all are putting these events on, it's not traditional, because what we're dealing with in this community with regard to our kids and their mental health, it's not traditional. I can't call my mama and say, how did you deal with it when the pandemic happened when I was a kid and we were stuck in a house for 3 years and couldn't go outside, because that hadn't happened. Mm-hmm. I can't call my grandmother and say, did you take my mama's iPad when she was a little girl? Because they didn't have iPads. The things that our kids are dealing with now is not something that anybody else in any other generation has ever had to face. Mm-hmm. And so I love what See Mental Health is doing, because the way that you're tackling mental health, you're doing it in a non-traditional way that's really reaching these kids and these young people. You have a fashion show, Man Down Fashion Show, mm-hmm. on September 14th mm-hmm. at the Luminaire on 9th Street in Minneapolis. And I was like, okay, fashion show and mental health, that don't go together. But if you think about it, when you look good, you feel good. When you got your favorite pair of tennis shoes on, you walk better, you talk better, you feel better. And absolutely, one thing has everything to do with the other.
Yeah, absolutely. Gail Smaller is putting on the show, and they have been a huge advocate for especially men's mental health. And so definitely encourage, go on the Eventbrite. It's called Man Down. The opposite of that is man up, right? Something that often our young boys, our men, are taught to do these things to suppress their feelings. And so come out to the fashion show. It's going to be a great opportunity to promote both mental health and the beauty of feeling good.
Yes. Okay, now you can find all that information on seementalhealth.org. That's S-E-E, mentalhealth.org. Jocelyn McCorder, thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show.
Thank you for having me.
All right, y'all, don't go anywhere. We're coming back next. I have to tell you, I so enjoy going to see the Minnesota Twins play. And that was not always the case. I would buy 6 tickets, one for everybody in my family, me and Sean and the 4 children. And my oldest son, Andrew, loves baseball. But probably after the first or second inning, we would always be back in the car, headed home to Cottage Grove. Because my youngest son and my most severely autistic son, Daniel, would inevitably melt down. Somebody would touch him, or they would clap, or it would get too loud, and we wouldn't be able to stay. And there was really no place I could go to calm him down. the bathrooms allowed, the hallways allowed. And once we got outside of the stadium and calmed down, he did not want to go back in. And we would spend all that time on the way home with three disappointed kids because they didn't get their peanuts, they didn't get their popcorn, they didn't get their hot dog, they didn't get their Sprite. Until my friends at United Healthcare heard my call, I put up the bat signal, and I tell you, they came through. The United Healthcare Sensory Suite at Twins baseball games at Target Field are a respite for families like mine. It's not a place where you can go and stay. But if you have a child with sensory issues and they are looking for a quiet spot during a baseball game, they can go there and find peace. And I'm going to forever be grateful to Brett Edelson and their team at United Healthcare for making this available. Brett, are you there? I got to say thank you again, friend.
Well, Shaletta, thank you, first of all, for just giving me a little bit of time to spend with you today. I'm so excited, as always, to talk with you, hear from you, get feedback from you on how we can collaborate and make our community better. And I think, you know, the example that you just walked through, collaboration, partnership, the hard work from a lot of people, let that Sensory Suite at Target Field come to life.
Well, and this is the thing that I want people to understand and know, is that that's what you do, though, at United Healthcare. Y'all give back. I was talking to some folks, and they were telling me about empowering help and community organizations. And you got to talk to me about that, because we were just talking about mental health and our kids, and they're going back to school, and the anxiety that my son has about being in middle school. And you all are on the front lines with that. You know, you've given to Trellis and the National Alliance on Mental Illness in Minnesota, Minneapolis, and St. Paul. Talk to me about these empowering health grants.
Yeah, Shaletta, thank you so much for asking. And you know, I feel so fortunate that in 2023, we're recognizing that mental health, it is health. And, you know, we've had an opportunity to work with a bunch of just terrific organizations this year to help, you know, not just address mental health, but in particular with the thinking of equity and addressing disparities. So I'd love to tell you a little bit more about those two that you talked about, and then actually there's more, because this has been, you know, a year for us where we've just really been trying to find the best partners to collaborate with to address some of these issues. So can I tell you about some of these?
Yes.
Good. So first, you know, whenever we want to do something big, we always turn to the people that are closest to the action. So in the case of these empowering health grants, we worked with the National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI, their Minnesota chapter, in Trellis, because they're the trusted folks that have the best relationships. So with NAMI, we're working with them to recruit diverse trainers to create culturally specific education and support around mental health. And you know, a lot of these materials, training materials, and materials that go directly to people, they're not in multiple languages. They're only in English. So one of the first things we did is to work with them just to change, you know, those materials and those videos so that they're brought into many languages, and then continue to give, you know, the lens of how to support those who maybe weren't part of the process in the past and address those disparities. It's, you know, a little bit different with Trellis. With Trellis is working with our seniors that, you know, sadly, yeah, many of them face social isolation, in particular if they have memory loss. And you know, for those individuals and their caregivers, Trellis is just a fantastic organization to help support them. And in this example, too, you know, the work that they've done in the past was very impactful, but we really wanted to provide support to make sure that it's culturally appropriate, because being a caregiver for different folks in different communities can mean different things, and we wanted to make sure that they had the right support to create that culturally appropriate way to support those individuals, like through needs assessments that can identify the greatest need.
And, you know, I have to put a pin right there and say thank you for that as well, because if you're talking about mental health and the only material you see is not people who look like you, you don't think it's for you. And so when you start talking about disparities in mental health and how black people don't go to see a therapist at the rates that their white counterparts dealing with the same issues go and see the therapist, it's because the material, something as simple as a pamphlet and seeing somebody who looks like you, reading a material about mental health and it is in your native language, that is so important. And I don't think we can overstate that, because, you know, if I see somebody who looks like me, who is a mother, who's going to get that mental health, then I think, well, you know, maybe I need to talk to somebody too.
Exactly. Exactly. And can I give you another example, which I'm really proud of that our organization took a part in. Another group of individuals in that same boat are friends and neighbors in the LGBTQ plus community. So we've been working with Rainbow Health to provide some funding as well to address disparities for those populations who experience disproportionate rates of suicide, depression, and anxiety, in particular around bipolar young adults who are members of that community. So it's the same thing. It's like we got to make sure that the materials, the videos, the people providing the training, and then most importantly, the people providing the care, look like and can relate to the lived experiences of all of those individuals.
And I tell you, it makes a difference. It normalizes it. It lets us know it is for us too. And, you know, one of the other things that I don't even know if you know this, but when my children were first diagnosed with autism, we were on food stamps. We were waiting on a diagnosis for one child. And so the insurance wouldn't cover the services. And you know that early intervention is the key. And so somebody told us about United Foundation, the health foundation that you all run. And I applied for it, and y'all paid for a speech therapy for my child when we were in Houston, still waiting to move to Minnesota before they got the diagnosis. And then when they got the diagnosis, the insurance paid for the coverage, but it's that waiting time. You know, for families who have special needs kids, we're on wait list to get the diagnosis. We're on wait list to see a developmental pediatrician. But in that 6 to 9 month wait period, we want to get services. And we'd have to pay cash because we haven't got the diagnosis, so the insurance won't cover it. And, you know, United Health Foundation, having that set up so we can go online, parents can get the funds they need to pay for that speech therapy or pay for those alternative medicines that the insurance won't cover. It is a game changer. My son, Brandon, got speech therapy twice a week. And I remember getting that bill, and it was only $800 a month. But I didn't have to pay it because I got a grant from the foundation.
I'm so glad you brought that up. The United Healthcare Children's Foundation is such a fantastic resource for those who, in the situation that you experience with kind of waiting to receive services or waiting for the diagnosis or the approvals. And then also those who may, you know, already have those diagnoses and approvals, but, you know, the out-of-pocket cost now for healthcare is huge. So the United Healthcare Children's Foundation is a fantastic resource for the families in those situations to provide that extra support so parents and caregivers can give those kiddos exactly what they need in order to live a healthier life and live a more satisfying life.
Well, I just can't thank you enough. I wish you were here at the fair with me, but you've got to be on the phone. You're missing out on all the Sweet Martha's cookies. Tell your lovely wife I said hello, and I thank you and her for the work that you do in community, but especially all the strides that you are making over at United Healthcare to make sure that we have what we need as families who have kids with special needs. In community, you all do so much, especially here for those of us in Minnesota, to make life better. And I just can't thank you enough. And I'm so glad you spent a little bit of your Saturday with me.
Well, Sharetta, thank you. And I want to next year line up our schedules when we're at the fair that we can do this in person. We had an opportunity to go a couple days ago, and it was, as always, just the highlight of the summer.
Okay, so what was your, before you go quick, what was your favorite fair food?
Well, I'll tell you, Shalane, we do the same thing every time. So we get there, like, basically doors open, and the Edelson family is, you know, first ones in. We get French fries.
Yeah.
I like the turkey leg, so I have the turkey leg kind of
yes.
mid-morning. The last
yes.
thing we always do every week is get a bucket of Sweet Martha's cookies. We eat half on the way home, the other half goes in the freezer for the first day of school lunch.
Oh, see, you know what? The Edelsons and the Brundages, we do a lot of similar stuff. Okay, that sounds like our jam. That is our jam. No wonder we cool, because we, yeah, that's us. Turkey leg fries and Sweet Martha's cookies, baby. That's a winning combination right there.
It absolutely is. That's part of the summer.
All right. Well, thank you so much for hanging out. We'll chat again very soon.
Can't wait. Thank you again, Shalane. Take care.
All right. And y'all got to stick around. Because with all the paper and plastic and stuff going on out here, we got to start thinking about recycling. How do we do that? I'll tell you next. I have to say, I'm so proud of this lady. She is breaking down barriers. She is doing amazing things. But it is so good to see her. I never get to see you. I see your mama more than I see you. I have been at the fair 4 days and this week, and I have saw your mama every day, and I have not seen you. She's like, oh, you just missed Sarah. I'm like, you know what? I think she really not here, because I'm seeing you, and I don't see Sarah. Sarah Holly, Public Health Director with St. Paul, Ramsey County Public Health. She's been on the show, I don't know, 11 times. But today we're talking about recycling.
Yes, ma'am.
How we can reduce, reuse, and recycle for a more sustainable lifestyle. You know, we've got lots of paper. We've got lots of stuff. We got a TV in the back that broke down. It was out here. It was working. And then all of a sudden, nothing. What are we going to do with this TV? Because electronic recycling is a big problem. You can't just throw that thing in a trash can. You can't just put it on the side of the curb. You know, we are in Ramsey County. We are in the city of St. Paul. We got this big old TV that's supposed to be right there at the table where my kids are playing with their slime and eating cookies. But it's broken now. Talk to me about electronic recycling.
Yes. Well, Shalane, it's just great to be back on your show this afternoon. And when my mama sees you, it's probably because I'm going to work. Just like I'm working today on a Saturday. But it's great to be back here. I just want to say welcome to you all the fairgoers. Welcome
hey,
to Ramsey County.
People.
You know, Ramsey County is a great county. We got a lot of things going on with recycling in Ramsey County, as you mentioned, and other counties across the state. We've started a new electronics recycling program. Maybe we can do something with the TV that's in the back that needs to be recycled at some point. But we have a lot going on over this last year. We're expanding and starting new ways to even make it easier to keep food scraps out of the trash to turn into compost. So, you know, used and old electronics are the fastest growing type of waste in the country. Can you believe it? I mean,
yeah.
I have an iPad, a phone.
Yeah.
Everything.
At some point, it's all going to break down.
Exactly. And electronics often contain toxic metals like lead, mercury, and cadmium. So if disposed, you know, incorrectly, these can be harmful to our health and environment and long term.
Yeah.
So it's just really important. You know, if you're a Ramsey County resident, you can bring laptops, televisions, cell phones, gaming consoles, and their accessories to an organization called Repowered here in St. Paul for free. And if you don't live in Ramsey County, you can certainly, you know, see what your county may offer as far as e-recycling.
Okay, now you talked about food scraps.
Mm-hmm.
My kids, I know I'm not a good cook, but at least I can pack a lunch. Okay, I know how to make a sandwich. I know how to put chips in a bag. I know how to cut up apples. Okay, and guess what happens at the end of the day when they get home from school? All that stuff comes back to the house.
Yes, it does.
And what you're telling me is that I shouldn't just put that in the trash, that we should be recycling our food scraps. How do I do that in St. Paul and Ramsey County?
Sure. So about 20% of our trash, 20% is food scraps. So just lifting up what you said, Ms. Shalane. Before I talk about the recycling food scraps, I want to mention the best option is to minimize food waste just altogether. So recycling food scraps is great. Reducing food waste is even better. And when we waste food, we waste not only food, but all the resources that went into producing the food. So those apples.
Yeah.
Those chips.
Yeah.
All that yummy, the sandwich,
right,
the bread.
Right.
Right. And not to mention the money you spent
come on
that food.
Jesus. Girl, that all right, is well, not free. Come on now. Free. All the mamas just holler, amen.
I'll
all
say
the
amen.
Mamas
yes.
just holler, amen.
So even if you don't waste any food, though, you still have some food scraps to manage. So by keeping food scraps out of the trash,
yeah.
you can help turn this material into soil rather than becoming trash, which okay. helps the environment. So common food scraps include eggshells, fruits and vegetable scraps, coffee grounds, and spoiled food. There are many ways that you can manage your food scraps other than throwing them in the trash. A lot of people like backyard composting, so you can find a nice spot in your backyard.
Okay.
All you need to get started is a compost bin and something like a pitchfork or shovel to turn it, you know, to turn it.
Yeah.
From time to time.
Yeah.
So that's the easiest way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, folks are listening. I want to make sure they know where they can get this information because
sure.
they don't have to necessarily write it down. They mm-hmm. don't have to try to memorize it.
You don't.
You have it on your website. How do I know? Because my kids gave it to me. Our kids are the best ambassadors mm-hmm. at recycling, at being environmentally
sure.
friendly. Give me that website before we have to get up out of
yeah.
here.
If you live in Ramsey County, go to RamseyRecycles.com or you can call A to Z Recycling and Disposal at 651-633-3279. Also easy.
All right. That's Miss Sarah Harley.
It's so great to be
oh
here.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
Being the big boss lady over there. I'm so proud of you and all the
Thank
work
you.
That you're doing with your team. And y'all don't go anywhere. I've got more to come. My friends from Bremer Bank are on the first row at the Shaletta Show.